Gemara says, "Yumadaf Memhamed Aleph, Tana Rabbanan." B'chol Yoyim Hayu Shtayim Marachis. Every day there were two Marachis in the Beis Hamikdash. V'Yoyim and Yom Kippur Shalish. Echas Maracha Gedoyla. There was the Ikri Maracha Gedoyla. But on that there were Makiv all the Kavanas. Echas Maracha Shniyah Shel Keteres. There was a second Maracha. It was the Maracha that they made. They put up wood in order to have Gehalim coils for the Keteres. And then there's Becha Pnim, Becha Shem Masifim Bay Bayer. There was one extra Maracha which was made specially for Yom Kippur. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, Beis Yom B'chol Yom Shalosh, every day there were three Marachas. V'Hayom Arba, in Yom Kippur there was a fourth Maracha. Echas Shem Maracha Gedoyla, V'Echas Shem Maracha Shniyah Shel Keteres. And he adds one, Echas Shel Kiyum Ha'esh, and there was one just for the Kiyum Ha'esh. Machlokes Rashi and the Rambam what that means. Rashi says, Sh'im Ein Esh, Shamaracha Gedoyla Mizgaber, if the Esh on the Ikur Maracha isn't strong enough, Moisif and Olav Mizeh, they would take wood and Gecholim from this extra Maracha and add it to the Ikur Maracha. The Rambam says that there was Tam, since there's a din of on the Maracha, on the Mizbeh, there has to be Esh Tamid, you have a separate Maracha in order for there to be Esh Tamid always on the Mizbeh. That's Rav Yosi. Rav Meir Omer, B'chol Yom Arba, every day had four V'hayom Chamesh. What were the four? Echa Shel Maracha Gedoyla. One was the regular Maracha, V'echa Shel Maracha Shniyah Shel Keteres, V'echa Shel Kiyum Ha'esh. And an extra one, V'echa Shel Yevorim V'Pedorim Shelo Nisachlu Mibe'er. And they had a separate Maracha for all things that were not finished burning throughout the night. They would move them over and put them into a separate Maracha in the morning. The Gemara Vayter brings the drushes where they learned it from. Says the Gemara a little bit further down, Rav Meir, Evon Upidorim Shalinis Achlum Be'erv Minolei. Rav Meir, where does he learn out this extra Maracha for Evon Upidorim Shalinis Achlum Be'erv? Nafkarei Mi Ve'esh. The Pasuk says Ve'esh. He learns from the Vav on Ve'esh an extra Maracha. Says the Gemara of Rabbanon, who argue and don't have this Maracha. Vav Lo Darshi. Rabbanon Evon Upidorim Shalinis Achlum Be'erv Mai Ovid Lu. What did the Rabbanan do with these extra Ivan of Pederam Shlenis Achlum Be'erev? Mahadulu le Maracha Gedoyla. They used to return it in the morning to the Maracha Gedoyla. The Tanya we learn in the Braisa. Minayim le Ivan of Pederam Shlenis Achlum Be'erev. How do we know that Ivan of Pederam Shlenis Achlum Be'erev should save your Magalim Mizbeach? They would be misadarit on the Mizbeach on the side. The main Machzikon, and if there was not enough room on the side, on top, save your Kevish, they'd move it down to the Kevish. This is the Essam, is the Mishnah in Talmud. It explains in the morning what they used to do when they used to be Masadr. After Chumas Adeshim, they would be Masadr, the Maracha Shnia. They used to take all the things out of the Ikur Maracha, anything that was left over, move it to the side. If there wasn't enough room on top, they move it down to the Kevish or the Seiviv. They would be Masadr, the new Maracha Gedoyla, for the next day. And then they used to return all these Eivan of Pedam, Shalom Nesachim Be'erev, they would return it to this Maracha Gedoyla. Not like Rav Meir, that Rav Meir says that we made an extra separate Maracha for them. That's the Machlokes Rabbanan and Rav Meir. Now the Rambam in Hilchos Tzmidut and Masechta paskens like Rav Yosi, which means he paskens that every day there were three Marachas. And the Lashon of the Rambam is like this. Rambam says there were three Marachas. Shalish Marachas Shal Eis Oisim B'Rosh HaMizbeach. It's speaking of itself in Perek Beis Halacha Dalet. And then in Halacha Hey, he explains what they did. The Eish Al Mizbeach took a Beis Marachas Shlishis or Kiyom Eish. Aval Yvon Et Tadon Shalimis Achlin Be'erev Meistlin Oisim B'tzidei Marachas Gedeila. They used to put them back. The Lashon of the Rambam is different than the Lashon of the Gemara. The Gemara just says you return them to the Maracha Gedoyla, which can be mashma anywhere, back to the Maracha. The Rambam says no. Neisim Eisim B'tzidei Maracha Gedoyla. You put it on the Tzidei Maracha Gedoyla. They didn't put it in the Maracha Gedoyla like they did all the Korbanos of the normal day. This is a Masadr around the side of the Maracha Gedoyla. Now there's two questions that the Mefarshim ask on the Rambam. One is Pashit Pashit Chat. Why does the Rambam say that this doesn't go back into the middle of the Maracha Gedoyla? Why does it have to go onto the side? Another question is they ask a steer in the Rambam. Rambam in Hilchos Psuya Mekdashim, Perek Beis, that thing he's quoting a Gemara in Menachos, that has a Shaila. Rambam Perek, Psuya Mekdashim, Perek Beis, Halacha Chavav says, Evorim Shistidron, Vechein Koimetz Shishidroi. the cedar her eitzim shamaracha lemaila, meaning first you put the evarim of the carbon or the pedarim, and then you put the eitzim on top of it, which is not the normal way you make a fire. Normally you make a fire, you put the eitzim on bottom, then you put this on top. You did it the opposite way. Oishes cedron mitzidei her eitzim. How is there suffik in derech hator v'kach? The Gemara comes up with a suffik in the derech hator v'kach. Oy enag dor v'kach. Lafikar lechatchila lo yase. V'im also hurtza. But the evidence, if you do it, it's okay. But lechatchila, it shouldn't be done that way. So as the Mikdash David and many other mafarshim, lechayis is here in the Rambam. How come over here, in our sugya, the Rambam says that these are born with pedarim. Shaloynis achlo mi ba'erev. When you return it to the tzidei hamalacha. Isn't this a steer to the Rambam Hilchos Psulei HaMikdashim, where it says that you're supposed to be mesagaret daska in the middle, not on the side? So the Mikdash David answers, and he says that there's a difference between when you're making a maracha lechatchila, meaning the vakum where you're starting, you just shechted the carbon, and you have a varim that didn't reach touch the eish bechlal yet. Now lechatchila you're supposed to be makdirit. On that, the Rambam says, in the Gemara Menachos is referring to, that that's a suffix, if you're allowed to be makdirit on the side. Masha Enkin, the sugya over here, in Yuma, we're talking about a vorm of pedarim that were in the fire already. Since they were in the fire already, if it is a halacha, if it's pakur, if it falls out, is a shayla, if it's before chatzos, after chatzos, if it has to be returned, it's not the ikur din haktor. The ikur din haktor way is neskayim on these evorim. You do have to continue being makdir them. So therefore, on Gemar HaKtara, says the Mikdash David, then lechatchila you're allowed to put it b'tzidei hamalacha. That's the Mikdash David's answer for this kash. Now the Mikdash David is assuming that the Evarim in the sugi in Yuma and Daf Mem Vav, and what the Rambam is referring to, is talking about Evarim that definitely were once in the fire, which definitely is the Pashtus Mashmaros HaGemara. Evarim Pedom Shalonis Achlum Ba'era, they didn't yet get finished, eaten up at night, but the mashma they did start. That's where the Mikdash David is coming from. But the Rambam, the Rashi in the sugya, Lachayr is Mevur not that way. Rashi, when he explains, Rashi Dafanau, Memheya Meralef, when he explains, he's talking to Shittas Reb Meir, but he says, Evarim Pedom Shalonis Achlu, says Rashi, Shaloi Nitnu Al Marocha. They were not the Chlau put on Marocha, Oy Nitnu Velo Yispiku Lis Achel. Or they were put, but they weren't finished. But Rashi clearly says that we are talking about a varim that Bechlau will not put on the Eish. And these are varim need lechatchila akhtar. So how does the Mikdash David answer that for Gemar akhtar its stadim is enough? Rashi is clearly saying the sugi is not only talking about Gemar akhtar, he's talking about a varim that Bechlau didn't reach the fire yet. There is a very interesting Rashi on Ovis. Rashi and Ovis on the Mishnah that says Asar Nisim Hayu B'Migdash, one of them is Shaloh Yisriach, that Basar was Me'olim Lo Yisriach Basar B'Reis HaMigdash. It never stung, never got ruined, never got spoiled. Says Rashi, what's it referring to? Rashi says it's referring to that sometimes they didn't get a chance to be Maktir some Korbanos, and so therefore before the end of the night there would be Mal Eitzir Reish HaMezbeach, and it would sit there sometimes 2 or 3 days, says the Rambam, says Rashi, and it never got spoiled. That's the Chiddush. So they bring this Rashi for other things, the Chiddush and Rashi and others for other things, but in your name it's clear Rashi's saying it definitely happened, that it's Nimna, one of the Asar Nisim that happened to Beis HaMikdash, and many times there were Evarim that never reached the fire, and it was put on a day or 2 or 3 later. But that's what Rashi also says over here. We're talking about Evarim So then back to the Mikdash David's Teretz Yishver. The truth is, the Mikdash David I found is Lishitasei in this sugya, that he wants to be Yashav another kasha, assuming that our sugya is only referring to a varm of Pedarim that were once in the fire. Tosfos asks a very interesting kasha. Tosfos Divrei Matzchor of Yesi and Dafnei Hamed Aleph asks, in the middle of Tosfos, he says, Hikshe Rebel Chama. Meaning he's going on the Gemara that says that every day we had on the Mizbeach 2, 3, 4 or even 5 on Yom Kippur Marachas. So he says the Mizbeach HaNechoshe Shalei Hoya Mokim Marachas Ela Amo Mizbeach HaNechoshe, which is Mizbeach Moshe and the Mishka, that the Gemara is Mavur in Zvachim, that the whole size of the Marachas where they used to make the fire was Amo Al Amo. And the Gemara says Gizwin she'ase moitza arkun v'rach ben amma. The shtei gizwin that you have to do every morning when you make new maracha, they themselves were amma al amma. That means it was taken the whole makim where they make fire on the mizbeach shemoisha. So he says, how did you get every day 2, 3, 4, or 5 marachas on this mizbeach? That's what he asks. So Tosfos answers, v'tzarach lo'ima ba'amma shel hilach ragli kayanim. This that the Gemara in Zvachim says was only an amal amal wasn't the size of the whole top of the mizbeach. That was just where they used to make the ikka maracha gedola. But there was more room around where the kahanim used to walk, and there they were mastanded these marachas. That's what Tosfos answers. The Ravid on Maseches Tamid has another answer. The Ravid on Maseches Tamid answers that they used to mastander it on the soviv and on the yisoid. That's what he says. So the other Mefarshim will ask, who says there was even a Seviv on the Tashayla in the Mefarshim at Tarif, there was Bechlal a Seviv on Mizbeach Moshe. This Ravid seems to be saying yes. But another Chiddush that he says, that the Mesadri on the Yisoid has to do with Tesla on the days also, we'll see soon. But it definitely, the Mekdesh David himself asks, and many Mefarshim asks, that there's a Gemara in Zvachim that has a whole Shayla if Mesadrin es Amarocha al HaSeviv. And it's machlokes on a rayim if you do or you don't. But it's mashma pasha that the seviv is the lowest you mesadur a maracha. But on the yisoid, definitely not. So how does the ravid mistader? How does he work out with this gemara that it's mashma you definitely could not be mesadur a maracha on the yisoid? So the Mikdash David answers. He says like this: not according to Reb Meir, it's bechalal not shver. Because not according to Reb Meir, the other marachas were what? One was a maracha for the k'tayrus to take out the gecholim of the k'tayrus. And one was a maracha l'kiyum ha'ish. She says it could be the whole Gemara in Zvachim is referring to, you know, to make a maracha to be maktir the korbanis on the seviv. But to make a maracha for kiyum ha'ish, just that it should be eish tamid, or to make a maracha to take a cholam for the k'tayrus, that's not a problem. So the wife is okay. But he says, what about according to Reb Meir? The Reb Meir says there was another maracha where you were maktir mamish korbanis. Says in the Mishnah, ulai kli mechalik. When does the Gemara say you're not allowed to make a maracha chadasha on the Yisoid? That's only to make a haktar mitchila. But over here, since even the maracha of Reb Meir was a maracha to be maktir kabanas, but it was only kabanas that were already in the maracha gedola and were just finishing. So say to me, maybe for gemar haktar you could make oisim maracha afilu al gabi Yisoid. So again, we see that the Mikdash David is assuming that our sugi is talking about a volume that were already in the maracha and now are just finishing. Again, not like Rashi. A third place where we find that the achronim assume in our sugi that we're only talking about a volume that were once in the fire is there's a place in Amud Beis. Tosfos says on the Braisa that says what they used to do every morning, they used to move the stuff out of the Ikkar Maracha to prepare the new Maracha for the new day. What would they do? Sodra Agabe Kevesh or Agabe Yisoid. If there was not enough room on the top of the Mizbeach, it was moved down to the Kevesh or the Yisoid. The Kevesh or the Seder. So it says, with Aval Agabe Yisoid Lay. But they never moved it down to the Yisoid. Then came Hayamista Barina. If you put it down to the Yisoid, it would be Mr. Belima in Yeri. Aval Seviv, Shu Michesi HaMezbech Ulamayla, the Seviv, which is Chesi Mezbech Ulamayla, Ayukim Mezbech, the Ein Lina May Erz Reishi Shem Mezbech. Vechein Kevesh. Ma'ala Mefarshim understand Vechein Kevesh means, is Rashi of Abel Yishanim is Kevesh only low enough that it's Michesi HaMezbech, not the bottom half of the Kevesh, which is lower than half of the Mezbech. So the Shagasari and the Gvur Sari and the Rishash and many Achronim ask on Tosfos. Tosfos is explaining that the reason why you didn't let it go down too low is because if you let it go down too low, it would be Nifsal Belina. But being that it's still on the Mizbeach, Ein Lina Be'eres B'Reishish HaMizbeach. Now the question is that it's a Gemara in Zvachim, is a Machlokes if Lina Be'eres B'Reishish HaMizbeach or not. What does that mean? Is a Machlokes. And we know that if korbanos were left overnight past Alos HaShachar, they're possibly not. Says the Gemara, but that's only true if the Evarim were left
not on the Mizbeach. That's when it's Nisab Lima. But if you take the Avon and you put it up onto the Mizbeach, once it's on the Mizbeach, it's a Machlekes Amarayim in Zvachim. Is it Nifsal when it's on the Mizbeach or not? Machlekes Amarayim. The Rambam himself paskins that Lina may Eris Bereish Yishom Mizbeach. That means even if the Avon are on top of the Mizbeach, if it passes Eris HaShachar, it's Nifsal. That's what the Rambam paskins. So why does Tosfos explain this sugi is only going according to Man Yomar Ein Lina may Eris Bereish Yishom Mizbeach? We paskin Lina may Eris. And even if, forgetting that the Rambam paskins that way, why does the Tosfos explain this sugi only according to one Man Yomar? So now there's many ways, I'm not going to get into the many ways of explaining places where it might not necessarily be a stira to that, the Kavusa. He talks about it. Many Akhrenim explain what this exactly means. But the Rishash over here has an interesting chiddush. He says he doesn't understand what the issue of Lina May Elis is or not. There's no issue in our sugi of Lina. Because he says, Nir Lachadish, Lamaisa the Kerner himself and Zvachim says the same chiddush. He brings a raya from the Ashi to this chiddush. That the whole issue with Lina Mayela, if the carbon is Nisab Lina, is only if it never was in the Malacha. Meaning, a carbon that you shechted, and it was left, not in the Malacha, since it never reached the Malacha, then if Alei Sashachar comes, is it on bottom, it's definitely possible, and if it's on the Reshem Mizbech, it's a Machlekes. But if it went into the fire already, Shemashla ben Aor, if it was already Mashla ben Aor, it hit the Eish HaMarocha, then even if it pops off the Marocha, even if it pops off the Mizbeach totally, once it became Shayach to the Mizbeach, Mashla ben Aor, it's not Shayach Lina. So what they explain is because the issue of Lina is the being that you left it, you didn't take care of the carbon yet, so then if you leave it too long, Ovaz Mamai, finished. Here, you can't say I left it. It became Shayach to the Mizbeach already. It went on the fire. So now it doesn't make a difference what happens. It says the Keraneira, and says the Rishash, in Moshe Ben Aor, there's no problem. Lina doesn't possible. It won't become possible. Says the Rishash in Tamid, if so, he doesn't understand what's really bothering Tosis over here. There's no issue of Lina. Being that we're talking about Evorim Pidorim Shaloi Nisachul Mibarev, but they definitely were in the fire already. So there's no issue of Lina. He doesn't really understand what's bothering Tosfos. But there's no problem of Lina. Again, we see from the Rishash that he's assuming that we are only talking about a volume that were in the fire. But the other thing you could say for the Rishash that he means that maybe those that were not in the fire, maybe you left definitely on top on the Reish HaShemizbeach. I don't know, but the Rishash doesn't make any of these chilukim. The Rishash just says our sugi is talking about Moshe ben Aor, and there's no problem of Lina. Like we pointed out, Rashi clearly says not that way. Rashi says our sugi is talking about also a Evarim that were not in the fire at all. The same is true, and you could make this maybe a Machlokes Rashi and Rambam. There is room to say that. Problem is, without getting into the Arichos, it's clear the Rambam himself in Pirush HaMishnayos on our Mishnah says also clearly that we are talking, the Rosh of the Rambam is like this. Rav Meir says there was a fourth Marocha every day. V'sarfim alea he'ivorim u'pedorim shenishiru min hatamid shebein arabayim shaloi sholat bohem ho'esh kol alayla. Rambam clearly says, what does Rav Meir make this fourth Marocha for? For a Evarim u'pedorim shenishiru min hatamid shebein arabayim shaloi sholat bohem or they never hit the fire at all. That's what the Rambam says we're talking about. So now back to the original question, how could the Mikdash David say, according to the Rambam, that the reason why you are able to misadur these Evarim on the Tzidei HaMarocha is because we are referring to Evarim that we just, it's the Gemara Ktorah, and the Gemara Ktorah wants the Mikdash David to say, that Gemara Ktorah you're allowed to make around the sides, only the Ikra Ktorah you're not allowed. Rambam Pirush HaMishnayos clearly says, like it says in Rashi and Al-Sugya, that we're talking about Evarim Pedarim Shaloi Nogu by Ma'esh Kla. Agav, it's interesting, why does the Rambam say that we made this fourth Maracha only for Evarim Upedarim Shenishum and Tomet Shaben Arbayim? Is it, maybe the Rambam is just a practical Eitzah. The Rambam is saying, what is left that late? The last carbon was the Tomet. But it was a little strange to me, the Rosh of the Rambam says Rav Meir made this
for the Avri Talmud Shal Bein Arabayim Shalom Nogu Behem Eish Klal.
I don't know, but that's a side of Ora. Why is Rambam Dafka pick that it's for the Avri Talmud?
He should save anything that's left over.
He wants to say Shalom Nogu Behem Eish Klal. Okay, any Avarim Shalom Nogu Behem Eish Klal. Why the Avri Talmud? Unless it's just practical, because I saw the same lashon in the Meiri. Meiri has the same lashon of Avri Talmud. Maybe it's just a practical etzah of what was left.
Now, to top it all off, Pashas, it's enough in a Gemara that, not like the Mikdash David, that we're talking about Ovarim or Tederim, Shalem Moshe Ben Ha'ish. The Gemara Yuman Daphne and Vav says like this. Omer Rebbe Lezer Mishim Bar Kapra. Right? Rebbe Lezer says Mishim Bar Kapra. Omer Hayu Reb Meir. Reb Meir used to say, Evri Eila Shem Yisaisu Oysalehem Marocha Befne Asma. Every Eila that were left over, you made a separate Marocha for them. The Seidron Afilu B'Shabbos. Now we're going to explain the Gemara according to Rashi. Tosfos has a different Mahalach than the Gemara, but the Gemara says my Kamash Malan. Explains Rashi, my Kamash Malan, the Ka'amar Eiselahem Marocha B'Chol. What's the Chiddush that you make a fourth Marocha according to Reb Meir every weekday? Tanina, Reb Meir already said that in Lemhei Marales. B'Chol Yom Hayo Shem Dara Marochas. Every day besides Yom Kippur, there are four Marochas. V'Chodim Inayu Le'Ivarem Shinisaisu. So what is Rebbe Elazar b'Shem Rav Kappa Bar Kappa being mechadish b'Shem Rav Meir more than we learned in the Braisa on Daf Mem Hei Amud Aleph? Amar Rav Oven, Rav Oven answers, Lo Nitzricha, we don't need this chiddush of Rebbe Elazar b'Shem Bar Kappa b'Shem Rav Meir. Elo L'Psula, not only do you put Ksheirin into this new Marach of Rav Meir, but you even force Psulin. Says Rashi, what kind of Psulin? Psulin that were all on the Mizbeach and they have a din of Olah Layerd. V'dafka Shemosh Rabbeinu Or. And these Psulin, it's only after, if they were in the fire of the Marocha Rishona and Mosh Rabbeinu Or, says Rashi, V'miyahi Shaita Nasu L'achme Shem Mizbeach, once it goes into the Marocha, it becomes very Machle Shem Mizbeach, then you can put it into the Marocha Chadosh of Rav Meir. Avalei Mosh Rabbeinu Or, but if it wasn't Mosh Rabbeinu Or, like, what did you do with them? That's just what you did with them is that even this Reb Meir was made and went back into the original Marocha. And the Reb Meir says, I make a separate Marocha of every morning. What did I put into that new Marocha? Psulim Shemash Rebbein Ha'or. The Ksheyim, Afilu Shalei Mash Rebbein Ha'or, would go into this new Marocha. Right? That's what it seems to be made. And we see it even further. The Ikeda Amri, the second man the Amri says, no. Ikadami, Echad Ksheyim the Echad Psul, both Ksheyim and Psul, Imashla Behen Ha'or, if they were in the original Marocha, in, then I put it into this new Marocha, Ilaylay. Right? So now we have Machoik is a two on the Amrim, what is Rav Meir's Chiddush? Rav Meir that says that every day I made a fourth Marocha, what went into this fourth Marocha? First man the Amrim says, Ksheyim, whether they were in the original fire or not original fire, went into this new Marocha. Psulim, only that was in the original fire. Psulim that were not in the original fire, although the din is Olayer, they were on the Mizbeach, of course I was mocked to them, but I wasn't mocked to them in this new Marocha that I made this morning. I put it back into the original Marocha. The Ikka da Amri says, no, only things that were in the original Marocha, whether it's Psulim or Ksheirim, only if Moshe Ben Or, did I put it into this new Marocha of Reb Meir. But if only Moshe Ben Or, then it went back into the original Marocha. So we see clearly that the Gemara over here is assuming that we're talking about a Evarim also Shalom Moshe Rabbeinu Or. The only question is which Marocha it went into. But the halacha that we paskin that everything went back into the original Marocha, we don't pass about Reb Meir. We definitely had many mornings in the Beis HaMikdash, we had a Evarim that would never touch the fire, and on that where Rambam says you put it back on the Tidei Marocha. So the Mikdash David is very shver to answer the Rambam that Tzitzadim is mutter because it's only a hemshech of the original Akhtara and they were in the fire already. We are clearly also referring to a Evarim that never were in the fire. So to answer this question, you have Echorinim, I saw the Shmuz Chaim, and you have other Echorinim, but just to answer practically in the Diktuk, Lashon Rambam, you could say that there's a difference in Rambam Hilchos Tumidim in Psulei HaMikdashim, where he says it's B'diyeved. He doesn't call it Tzidei HaMarocha. What he says over there is that you were masader the etzim, the wood, and then you stuck this on the side. Meaning, just like the first case that the Rambam says is that you put the Evarim first, then you put the Eitzim on top. The other one is you put the Eitzim over here and the Maruch on the side. That could be like Der HaKtara. Over here, it could be Mamish on the Maruch. But it's a Tzidia Maruch. That's how we want to answer. That's Klapei the Kasha of the steer between here and Tzvid Mamasah. The other kasha that has to be dealt with is why should it not go back into the original Maruch? Why does the Rambam say that you only put it on the Tzadim? Why can't you put it into the middle Mamish? Right? That's another kasha that we have to answer. So, to that, there are a few tools. There's a very interesting story that I one time saw from Reb Chaim Kreisworth. He brings a very, an unbelievable Rashi in Yuma Daf Chavdal on the base. The Gemara in Yuma Chavdal on the base is talking about the halacha of Zohar She'ovet Avoida. Which Avoidus is he Chayev Misa for? So the halacha is, you only Chayev Misa if you do an Avoida Tama. Avoida She'en Achrei Avoida. So the Gemara says, Ela Mi'ato Zohar She'sidir Es HaMa'arocha. A Zohar that was Masadu the Marocha in the morning, L'Chayev, he should be Chayev. And says the Gemara, Iker Sidur Shnei Gizrei Eitzim. No, you're not Chayev, because Sidur HaMarocha, which is mean the original wood that was put down on the base on the mizbeach, just to make the new fire for the day. It's not the end. You still have to put the shtei gizrei in the morning, in the afternoon. By time Shabbat Abayim, there's no dinner shtei gizrei. But then it wasn't an avoda either. Sidur HaMaruch in the afternoon wasn't an avoda b'chol. Sidur HaMaruch in the morning was an avoda, and then it either shtei gizrei. Says the Gemara, Sidur shtei gizrei in l'chayit. So if a Zohar does put up the Shtei Gizrei Eitzim, he should be Chayiv Misa. So it's like, no, Ikar Sidur Eivorim. No, he's not finished yet. Ikar Sidur Eivorim. It's not called the end of the Avodah because you still have to be Masadu the Eivorim of the Talmud. And it says Rashi, Ikar Sidur Eivorim, the Talmud Basrei. After the Shtei Gizrei, you have to put up the Eivor Talmud. V'chol ze ne'avodas ha'sidurhu. Also, putting the shtei, the Evrei Tamid, is a chelik of the Sidur HaMaracha. I mean, let's understand the chiddush over here. Right, Pashtus, the Sidur HaMaracha is you're being misaga the new fire for the next day. What do you have to put? You put on the Eitzim, you cleaned off, you did Tumas Adashin, you cleaned off the Mizbeach, you put the new Eitzim, and you put the shtei Gizrim, and then you put the carbon Tamid on top of that. That was the Maisa Akravas HaTamid. Says of Christ, what? No, we see from this Rashi, when you put the Talmud on the Gizrei Eitzim, the Eitzim, you're doing two things. On the one hand, you're being makriv the Korban HaTalmud. On the other hand, you're making the Gemar Sidur HaMaracha. A chelik of the Sidur HaMaracha is the way you finish the Maracha every day. What the mitzvah Sidur HaMaracha is, putting the Eivrei HaTalmud on the Maracha, that's when you finish the Sidur HaMaracha. According to this, I believe, in the Sefer Teres Chesed, he talks about this Rambam, he uses this Rashi to answer this Rambam, but I don't understand exactly what he's saying. There's a certain Nakuda he adds, I don't understand exactly what he, but definitely he wants to use this Rashi to explain our Rambam. And the Hezbollah would be, is being that after I was Masada the Shtei Gizrim, if I would now go and take the Eivorim that were left over from yesterday and put them into the Marocha now, and then later I would put on the Eivrei Tamid, I would be Mevatel the Seder HaMarocha. The Seder HaMarocha has to daska be Atzei Marocha, Shtei Gizrim, Eivrei Tamid. If in the middle I stick in the Eivorim from yesterday, I was Mevatel the Seder HaMarocha. So therefore the Rambam says you put it around the sides. Because you can't put it on top of the Shtei Gizrim, because if I put it on the top of the Shtei Gizrim, I'm about to the Seder Maracha. The Seder Maracha is Daska, directly on top of the Shtei Gizrim, I have to put the Eivrei HaTamid, because Kol Zehu Mi Seder HaMaracha. That's the way he wants to explain the Rambam. Now, that is assuming, L'chayra, that's only assuming, the Rishonim in Tamid asked the question. When did you put these Eivorim back onto the Maracha? At what time of the day was this done? was this done before the Tamid Shashachar? Or was it just after the Tamid Shashachar? Rishonim in Tamid asked the question, and they say, Pashtus, it can't be before the Tamid Shashachar, because it's a halacha of Ha'ila Ha'ila Rishonim. You're not allowed to put anything on the new Malacha before the Tamid. So you can't put anything on. Says the Mefarish on the Sechas Tamid. The Mefarish says that no, when was this done? This was done after. If this was done after the Tamid Shabbein Arba'in, so it's like a shver, the Mahalach that we just said right now, according to the Mefarish. Because we did put the Evrei Tamid on top of the Shtei Gizrim. That's the first thing we did. You Masadu the Maracha, you moved away the Evarim, you shechted the Tamid, put the Tamid on the Shtei Gizrim, then you return these Evarim. If that's when you return these Evarim, why can't you put it back in the middle? Now the truth is that the Mefarish is a big chiddush. Rav Rishonim in Maseches Tamid, for different reasons, answer the question of Ha'ila Ha'ila Rishonim differently. Lamasha, the Raivan answers Ha'ila Ha'ila Rishonim is not a kasha, because the only din that nothing is allowed to go on the Tamid on the Mizbeach before the Tamid Shal Shachar is only Korbanos from the new day. Let's say with Monday morning, only Korbanos from Monday can't go on the Tamid beyond on the Marocha before the Tamid. But things that are Gemar Avodas Halayla, says the Ravid, that's allowed to go up there. Therefore the Ravid is assuming that you do put these Evarim back before the Tamid Shal Shachar. Then it would be work out good why, like as Chaim Kreisler said, it has to be put around the sides because you can't put it on top. But you have the Gra, the beginning of Perek Beis, the Tamid says that we're referring to before Alos HaShachar, which is a whole other issue. At what time of day was this done? But the Goyin understands that this whole thing that we're talking about until now was before Alos HaShachar. So he says before Alos HaShachar there is no Issa to return back the Evarim and to put Evarim on the Maracha even before the Tamid, because the only Issa is Ha'ila Ha'ila Rishonim from the time that you're allowed to put the Tamid on the Maracha, nothing else can be put on. But before Alos HaShachar, well, you're not allowed to put on the Tamid, you're allowed to put on the Evarim Pedarim. So again, according to the Raivan, according to the Goyin, and according to the Rosh has another answer over there, according to those Rishonim in Tamid, this is all put back before the Evrei HaTamid. Then we understand why Rambam has to say it's put on the Seder, because it would be Nevatel the Seder HaMaracha. But according to the Mefarish, it says this was all done after the Tamid Shabbein Arba'in. Then L'chaira, it's a little shver to understand why it had to be put on the Seder. Now, there's a Lashon of Meiri that says, he says like the Rambam, the Meiri says like the Rambam, that it was put on the Tzadik. And he says, you put it back on the Tzadik HaMarocha, Shelo Yis'arvu Zebozeh. That the Avarim from yesterday shouldn't be Mis'arv in the Avarim from today. Don't understand exactly what he means. We'll try to understand what he means. But he gives us, he adds a little Hezber. How come we put a dafka on the Tzadim, Shelo Yis'arvu Zebozeh? So I want to suggest maybe another pshat, and we'll start with Shittas Rav Meir actually. Rav Meir, who's Mechadlish, and every day we make a separate Marocha for the Evarim Shinis Eisru. So we saw before the Gemara and Dachman Vavim and Aleph, an interesting Machlokes, right? Between the Ikka D'Amri in Rav Ovin, which Evarim went back into this new Marocha, into this Marocha Chamishis, Marocha Revius, according to Rav Meir. We have the first man, Yama, who says, any Evarim Ksherim that were left over from yesterday go into the new Maracha, and Evarim Psulim, Shemashra Behen Ha'or, that were already in the Maracha Rishayna, they go into the Maracha Shnia, but Evarim Psulim that did not get Mashra Behen Ha'or go back into the original Maracha. And I saw some of Farshim ask, just push a pshat, why should there be any difference? Once it's up on the Mizbeach, with the halacha of Olu Yerdu, these Evarim have to have Haktara on them. What's the difference if it was in the fire yet or wasn't in the fire? By Psulim, Ksherim, even if it wasn't in the fire, go into the new Maruch. Psulim, only if it was in the fire, and if it wasn't in the fire, I'm going to be mocked to them. I'm going to be mocked to them on today's Maruch, but it doesn't go into Rav Meir's Maruch. But what's the reason for that? And even more so, comes along the Ikedam, and he argues and says, no, Reb Meir's Maracha was only Bank Sherim, Bank Psulim, if it was in the fire. If it wasn't in the fire, what's the difference? If it wasn't in the fire, it wasn't in the fire. Meaning it seems to be, definitely seems to be saying over here, we have to understand what it is, that Reb Meir is being Mechadish, a certain Maracha, and there are only certain things went into it. It's not like he just, you know, that things, you know, that anything that was left over from yesterday, we put it over here. He had certain specifications for what went into his Maracha, and certain specifications that didn't. And then it seems to be a machlokes between the Ikad Amri and what exactly it is. What's the Hezbollah? So I thought it could be the Hezbollah, and this will explain the machlokes over here, is that Reb Meir says that the Yesod of the new Maracha of Reb Meir, this fourth Maracha, is... Let's make an example. Let's say we're holding Monday morning, right? So Monday morning, the Kohanim clean up in his bath for everything that was mukter on Sunday, right? They clean up the Marach. Comes along with Meir and says, anything that was shayach to Sunday's Marach, I don't put into Monday's Marach. Monday is a new day. I put out a new Tamid Shel Shachar. It's a new day. Anything from Monday morning, from the Talmud of Monday morning, from the Maracha of Monday morning, I only put in Monday's things. Sunday's stuff, I have to make a separate Maracha. I can't put Sunday's stuff into Monday's Maracha. That's the Yisod of Reb Meir. If that's the Yisod, then the Hezbollah would be like this. The first man, the Yama, says, anything that was Shechtir on Sunday, and Dinei Lahaktir on Sunday, I was supposed to be Maktir on Sunday, I didn't get a chance to be Maktir on Sunday for whatever reason, but it's Kshayim, and I was supposed to be Maktir on Sunday. So that's called part of Sunday stuff. That's Sunday's Maracha. Therefore, Ksheirim, whether it wasn't the fire or it wasn't in the fire, says Reb Meir, that goes into a separate Maracha. Psulim, the Maracha of Psulim is, the Etzem Psulim Yasus in Maktir Bechla. It came up on the Mizbeach. It's no mitzvah lahaktir Sunday or Monday or Tuesday. Whenever I start the Tektorah, that's when the Tektorah started. Therefore, says the first man, the Yomar, Psulim, if I started the Haktorah on Sunday, it was Mashla Ben Or, so it's Shayach to Sunday's Maracha. Then, when I clean it out, I put it into the new Maracha. Psulim Shalai Shalta of Mashla Ben Or, it's not more Shayach to Sunday's Maracha than to Monday's Maracha. I have no problem putting it into the Monday's Maracha. The Meir's Maracha isn't standard, just you know, get rid of the old stuff. It has specifications. The Meir's Maracha is, in other words, I would say, Reb Meir's Maracha is, I am going to continue Sunday's Maracha on the side. Anything that was supposed to be on Sunday, didn't get a chance to be finished, I put on the side. Anything not, goes into the original Maracha. Comes along the Ikad Amr, and he says, no. Even Ksheirim, even though true, it's a mitzvah lahakti on Sunday, but since it didn't yet go into the fire, only things that were shayach to Sunday's Maracha, and they started being burnt by Sunday's Maracha, that is Shayach to Sunday, that I can't put into Monday's Maracha. Says Reb Meir, I have to make a new Maracha for them. But things that were not Shayach Bechlal to Sunday's Maracha, even Ksheirim, that Shalei Moshe Ben Or, that I could put back into the new Maracha the next day. I mean, but again, that the Yisayit of Reb Meir and his separate Maracha is a way of continuing yesterday's Maracha. I can't continue it in today because today is new. I have to start from new. I put that all into the side. That chip is a mayor. That would explain us the Gemara over here very nicely. Now, I could like to suggest that even Reb Yossi, who argues on Reb Meir and says, no, you put it back into the original Maracha, the Rambam understands, he definitely agrees in Svara to Reb Meir that you're not supposed to mix Sundays and Mondays. Right? Sundays, when you start Monday is Monday. You don't mix Mondays. Sundays, Maracha into Monday. Therefore, the Rambam says, although Reb Yossi says, you machzir everything to the original Maracha, but you don't put it into the middle of the Maracha. Says the Rambam, you have to put it betzibei Maracha. You have to put it around the sides, because you're not allowed to mix Sundays Korbanos into Monday. And therefore you put it around the Tzidei Maracha. That would be the Hezbollah in why the Rambam says the Tzidei Maracha. And that, L'chari, is the Hezbollah, what the Me'iri says, Shalei Yis'arvu, meaning there is a specification, that's good to try, Shalei Yis'arvu, Sunday stuff with Monday stuff. Therefore, He doesn't go so far as to say, like Reb Meir, that you make a separate maracha, but Reb Yossi is also made that it shouldn't be mixed in, and therefore you put a duck around the sides. Now I saw Reb Michal Feinstein, that's how, he has a different mahalach in this a little bit, but he brings a very interesting Yerushalmi and Yuma, that brings down the drushes of all the different marachas. And he's medayik that the Yerushalmi and Yuma says, Reb Meir darshins the pasuk. The first drasha in the pasuk is Reb Meir says, darshins from that there is a new maracha, le'evorim u'pdorim shenesayisu miyasma. The next maracha is the ikur maracha. Ask Reb Michal, the way pastors people understand Reb Meir, it's time episodes as a side maracha. First you should talk about the ikur maracha, and then say anything that's left over, there's a separate drasha for. How come Reb Meir darshins the pasuk that the first maracha he darshins is the extra maracha for Dvarim Shenisayisu? So he goes with his mahalach. But the Yisrael, we can learn out the same thing according to the mahalach we're saying now, is because Reb Meir was coming to say the first maracha is to finish up yesterday's. Then there's a new maracha for today, because it's not just, like Reb Michal Feinstein clearly says, it's not just things that you don't want to put into the big maracha, you put into this one. Because if that's the way it would be, first you would explain the ikur maracha, and things that don't fit into there, you put into here. If each maracha has its specifications, so then it's not a problem to darshan this maracha before the maracha gedola. And according to what we're saying, it's even better. It's because it's not just has its own specifications. It's the gemar ha-maracha of yesterday. Therefore, that's the way you start the drasha. First maracha is, we have things that are mizbeach, things that are shaykh to yesterday, we make them a separate maracha. Now we start the new maracha of today. Now, in the Shita HaMegloshav, I just had another shverkait, is that there's a machlokes Rashi and Rambam in the beginning of Maseches Brachos. The first mission in Maseches Brachos talks about all different things that are mutu kol halayla. Chazal were masaking that you are not allowed to do it past chatzos. The Mishnah brings a whole bunch of things. Krishma, you're allowed to do all light, but they say to chatzos. One of the things in the Mishnah is a volume, mehekto evorim v'chalavim kol halayla. Says Rashi over there that the gzeira was not on Hector Chalavim Veiva of Pidorim. That is mutter to do Kalalayla, because Kahanim is Rizimheim. Since Kahanim is Rizimheim, there is no cutoff time, even Midrash Banon of Chatzos. The Rambam says not that way. The Rambam argues and says the whole Mishnah, everything that's included in the Mishnah, is only at Chatzos Midrash Banon. The Shagasari and Simon Dalit is Medayik the Rambam. And the Rambam holds even B'dieved after Chatzos, you're not already Makdir. That's what the Rambam holds. Asks the Mikdash David, the Chayyur from the Gemara and Daf Membar Meralef, that says we are talking about, we have a Varim Pidar, throughout the whole night, you're allowed to return them onto the Mizbeach. So we see, like Rashi, being that we're talking about over here in the Gemara, even a Varim that were not burned, that's clear, although the Mikdash David doesn't say this clearly, Mikdash David would not bring a riot from a worm that were in the fire already that you can return them to the fire. That definitely we're not talking about in the Mishnah in Brachos. That's clear all over. Things pop out of the fire, I put it back in the fire. So obviously the Mikdash David's understanding from this Gemara, the Mikdash David is understanding that we're talking about a worm that were never in the fire at all. And therefore he says, the it's a riot from this Rashi, from this Gemara, like Rashi. You see, you're allowed to return to the fire in the morning. He says it's clearly after Chatzos, the Mikdash David says, because Truma Chadesh was only after Chatzos. So therefore, no matter when this was done, we spoke about before, the Gaon says it was done before Alei Shachar, was it done later, after, but it definitely was after Chatzos. If it was after Chatzos, he says, in this Gemara we see clearly that you're allowed to return stuff to the fire after Chatzos, not like the Rambam. The Rambam says you're not allowed to return after Chatzos. So the Mikdash David, this Gemara is a makor to Rashi. First of all, so he and the Shittasa, I don't understand exactly why he doesn't assume in the other. It's all different places, these three Mikdash Davids, but I don't know why he doesn't understand that. And as far as the Ikakashi is concerned, that he's asking on the Rambam, how does the Rambam learn the Gemara and document Vav and Aleph? We see you are returning. There are a few ways that you can answer this question. First of all, you can say that this Rambam, the Gemara over here, is only talking about the Ikur Din Midoraisa. Meaning, when we're dashing the pasuk, the Rambam is murdered at Midoraisa, you're allowed to turn it, you're allowed to put a vulnerable Pagorim all night back into the original Maracha, or into any Maracha, for say. Therefore, in the Doraisa, in the Ikur Alacha, that's what the Gemara over here is talking about. It could be after the Gzeira of the Mishnah in Brachas, you aren't allowed to return it anymore. Another way to answer this Gemara may be, is that if we assume that this is being returned after Alois HaShachar, it could be the whole halacha that the Rambam says you're not allowed to return a Varim or Pidorim is only from Chatzos till Alois HaShachar, because they want to be Mizaris then. But the next day, you're allowed to return it. The Rambam never says that. That's clear. We know the halacha. There's a whole issue of Luna Mayelos Bereshis Shemazbech or Ein Luna Mayelos Bereshis Shemazbech. And we know that if it was in the Mayelacha, there's no issue of Luna. So what are we talking about? Stuff that was Bereshis Shemazbech, come to Leisha Shachar, and we pass in Ein Luna Mayelos or Luna is Mayelos. What do you do with this stuff according to the Rambam? You're not allowed to return it into the fire? So what's the issue of Luna Mayelos, Ein Mayelos? Of course, the Rambam is only saying a Gzeira, since we don't want you to bury the Aveira, so we say, from Chatzos and on, you're not allowed to be mocked here. But if it's stayed on the Mizbeach till the next morning, it could very well be the Rambam is maybe the next day when it's Zman Haktorah Lako, you could put the stuff back into the fire. And when I say it's Muchach, there's a Gemara in Pesachim, on Daf Nun Tes. The Gemara in Pesachim on Daf Nun Tes says that if you have a Mechusa Kippur, that a person who is tummy and he has to bring a korban and he wants to be able to eat korbanos, so he brings his korban, but he can't bring it before the tummy because he's only not tummy after shkia, right? So he has to bring his korban after the tummy. Shabbat Arbayim says the Gemara, we know there's an issur to bring anything after the tummy. Shabbat Arbayim says the Gemara, what does he do? He shechts it, makes the zrika, and he's malin the basar, the evarim, the basar, till, not the basar actually, we're talking about the emurim, he's malin the emurim until tomorrow, after Alois HaShachar, and he's not doing it then. That's what the Gemara says. Is the Rambam going to have a shverkat with this Gemara? The Rambam says, after Chatzos, he's not allowed to be maktir anymore. True, that could be from Chatzos until Alois HaShachar. But once we're in the next day, when it's the Zman HaKtorah LaKol, there's no reason to say I'm making a gzeira on this, that I'm not going to let you be, I want you to be matzah this now, because you shouldn't come to Aveira. It's after Lina anyway, it's the next day, it's as long you're being matzah everything, then the Rambam is made. The Rambam only says, from Chatzos to Alois HaShachar you're not allowed to be matzah. The Shmuel Chaim suggests another answer for the Mikdash David Kasha. Says it could be the Rambam is only talking about stuff that's not on the Mizbeach. To be malah to the Mizbeach, you're only allowed to do till Chatzos. Anything that's on the Mizbeach, from the Mizbeach to within the fire, that's not what the Mishnah is not referring to. The Mishnah in Brachos is only talking about if you shechted a korban and it's still not on the Mizbeach, before Chatzos you have to get it on the Mizbeach. Once it's on the Mizbeach, halah tchilas haktorah is a lashon of some Rishonim in certain places. Once you are malah it, that's not a problem. And since over here, the Gemara, we're definitely talking about what it was, Reish Yishon Mizbeach, either it's Ikulim that were in the fire, or it was on the Mizbeach, it didn't go in, so therefore it's not a serious Rambam from this Gemara. Al-Kaparim, the Ikka, what I wanted from this, is just to make this Javan himself, he understands this Gemara is talking about a Vorim Sheh, were never in the fire, and here, two places, he assumes that the Sugi is talking about Dafka Ivorim that were in the fire.